Welcome to the Manifest Greatness Podcast. I am Sylvester Chisholm and I am your host. Today I want to talk to you about regret minimization, the regret minimization framework. In the end, we only regret the things that we did not try. I firmly believe that, you know, and I think as we carry on our days that we have here on this planet, it's important for us to live our life in a way that minimizes our regrets. Let's just say at the age 80. Okay. So that means the things that you're passionate about, the gifts that you have in your life, the talents, the life experiences, you should really focus on trying to give that to the world. And it also means the things that are keeping you up at night, you should try those things. You know, if you want to be a painter, maybe you should paint. If you want to launch a business, you should launch the business. If you want to ask that girl out for a date, you should ask. You know, you never know. That could turn out to be your wife, or you never know, that business could be something that impacts the world. Or you never know, like your art, that creative expression, that outlet could just be good therapy for you. And a perfect example of that for us all that we're very aware of is Amazon. Okay. The beginning of Amazon starts with Jeff Bezos living his life with the regret minimization framework. Okay, the regret minimization framework. And what was going on in Jeff's life before he started Amazon? He had an amazing job. He was very talented in what he was doing as a working on Wall Street, and he had this idea for Amazon and he just couldn't let it go. And I was watching an interview with him, and he was speaking openly about his feelings and the way he was thinking at the time. And he just said he just couldn't let it go. He thought the idea was too good. And even though he was comfortable and he was very successful at what he was doing, he had to start Amazon. He had to launch this thing on the internet that would sell books, that was so amazing, right? So he couldn't let the idea go. So in the interview, and that's exactly what he said, "I did not want to regret not trying this when I was 80. I didn't want to regret that. And so I had to quit my good Wall Street job and take that journey onto the wild side, into the unknown, and give it a shot." And that's exactly what he did. And here we are years later. You see how powerful and impactful Amazon is and continues to be, and how far it's gone beyond just selling books into moving into groceries and drones delivering packages, all sorts of amazing, impactful things. However, if Jeff Bezos had not utilized his gifts and not overcome any fear or anxiety about trying something new, and just stayed in his comfort zone, then we would not have Amazon. You would not have those wonderful packages that come to your doorstep any day of the week. So think about that, and don't let anything stop you from stepping into your greatness. And I firmly believe that if you act on this philosophy, this regret minimization framework, you will achieve more greatness. You will ship more ideas. You will launch more of your creative expressions into the world. So if you want more great content like this, please check out manifestgreatness.org. You can check out my new book there, Manifest Greatness. And until next time, you don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to be great. Peace.